AI narrated audio generated from Share Maestro Market Research. Full article. Monster Beverage pauses below its high as 34.5 million shares test a stretched fair value gap. MNST finished at $97.50, only 2.8% under its 52-week high, with the weekly trend still active, but no fresh activity pressure buy signal. Research brief. Monster Beverage's weekly move was modest at 0.1%, but the broader evidence remains strong, a 24.6% 12-week advance, a 13-week active trend signal, and price 17.3% above the weekly trend line. The caution is valuation and confirmation, with the stock 57.5% above Share Maestro fair value and latest volume at 1.3 times the 13-week average. Supportive but not forceful. Key points. 1. MNST closed at $97.50, up 0.1% on the week and 2.8% below its $100.30 52-week high. 2. The stock sits 17.3% above its $83.14 weekly trend line and 57.5% above Share Maestro fair value of $61.90. 3. Momentum remains strong over longer windows, with 6.7% over 4 weeks, 24.6% over 12 weeks, and 65.3% over 52 weeks. 4. Volume rose to 34.5 million shares, or 1.3 times the 13-week and 52-week averages, giving partial confirmation to the near-high consolidation. 5. The signal state is constructive but not clean. Trend is active, market dynamics are positive, relative strength is positive, yet activity pressure shows no fresh buy signal. Price action. A near-high pause after a powerful quarter. Monster Beverage ended the week of 17 July at $97.50, a fractional 0.1% gain that kept the stock in the upper end of its 52-week range. The close sits at 93.3% of the yearly range, just 2.8% below the $100.30 high, and well above the $58.09 low. The short week-to-week move was quiet, but the prior advance remains visible. MNST is up 6.7% over 4 weeks, 24.6% over 12 weeks, and 65.3% over the past year. The weekly trend line is $83.14, leaving price 17.3% above trend and preserving a constructive regime. The larger valuation tension is the fair value comparison. At $97.50, MNST trades 57.5% above Share Maestro fair value of $61.90, which means the market is still paying a sizable premium for the energy drink growth profile. That premium is not automatically bearish, but it raises the bar for follow-through and volume support near the high. Sector and industry context. MNST outpaces a mixed defensive group. MNST sits in U.S. consumer defensive, beverages non-alcoholic, a generally stable corner of the market that is not showing broad relative strength.
The consumer defensive group averaged a 0.3% weekly gain, 3.9% over 4 weeks, and 3.1% over 12 weeks. Trend breadth in the sector is 50.0%. Market dynamics breadth is 59.0%, but positive relative strength breadth is only 34.0%, showing that participation is still selective. Within U.S. beverages non-alcoholic, the industry backdrop is less supportive on the week. The group averaged a 0.9% weekly decline and a 0.4% 4-week loss, while its 12-week average gain was 5.0%. MNST's 6.7% 4-week gain and 24.6% 12-week move rank well against that industry set, where only 56.2% of names have active trend signals and 43.8% show positive relative strength. Peer context is mixed. CCEP and KO retain positive trend, pressure, and RS readings, while Celsius remains weak, with negative 4-week and 12-week returns. Signal state, volume, and risk, constructive, but confirmation is still moderate. The Share Maestro setup is classified as a continuation profile, supported by a composite score of 79 and an active trend backdrop. MNST has held an active trend for 13 straight weeks and has been active in 49 of the past 52 weeks, a 94.2% breadth reading. Market dynamics are positive, with activity pressure at 1.32, and relative strength is also positive at 15.14. The next week expectancy read is positive at 58.68%. But the signal panel also shows no fresh activity pressure buy signal. So, the latest evidence is continuation, rather than a new trigger. Volume gives some support, but not a decisive stamp. The latest week traded 34.5 million shares versus a 13-week average of 27.4 million.
equal to 1.3 times normal activity. That is stronger than baseline participation, though still below the 1.5 times threshold that would make the next move more convincing. Risk is balanced by the stock's positive up-down profile, with 34 positive weeks against 18 negative weeks over the past year. Average gains of 2.7% versus average losses of 2.2%, and 13-week volatility in line with the 52-week rate at 3.4%. The main watch points are whether price can challenge the $100.30 high without pressure fading, whether volume expands above 1.5 times, and whether the $83.14 trend line remains comfortably below price if the stock cools. What to watch next? The immediate test is quality of continuation rather than direction alone. A push back toward the 52-week high would carry more weight if activity pressure improves from 1.32 and volume expands beyond the current 1.3 times participation rate. Without that, the stock can remain strong but vulnerable to a slower consolidation, especially given the 57.5% premium to fair value. The risk evidence is not heavy, but it is present. Two recent reversal markers in the smart money tape suggest that chasing near the high has a higher evidentiary bar. For the weekly regime, the $83.14 trend line is the key level to monitor, while the $100.30 high is the market's near-term reference point for continuation or exhaustion. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.